Earth's hidden treasures. On ABC Radio Perth.
And we're travelling right across the state for this one this morning. One of our favourite discoveries in Hidden Treasures are the secrets of the suburbs. What's off the main drag and what is the heart of a suburb? And while public art is easy to see and sculptures and murals continue to be popular and prominent, I wondered if you've ever thought about where you could do an art class, where you might be able to see art on display from people who live in your community or a community just down the road. Well, travel writer Chris Parry is here and he's taking us for a wonderful journey this morning. Chris, welcome back. Hello.
G'day, Hilary. How are you?
I'm really well. Good to be talking to you this Easter Saturday. Tell us where are you taking us to start with? I understand you're a big fan of community art spaces right across the state.
Yeah, I think with a lot of our hidden treasures, exploring regional communities and the suburbs, we've come across a lot of public art and opportunities to join in with community groups to do different things. So we thought we'd do a special episode just focusing on the art. And community art centres and art collectives are one of the best reasons to do something as a family or justify a weekend drive and activity. And I think over Easter, there's plenty of time to do a weekend drive and activity.
There certainly is. I love that word, justify a drive, because you often do. You want a reason to get out and to go to that town down the road or that suburb on the other side of the city. So let's start in Midland, which has a wonderful art space. Tell us more about the Midland Junction Arts Centre. What's on offer there?
Isn't it wonderful even to saying that? Midland Junction Arts Centre. It's an old school site and the corridors and classrooms make excellent spaces for exhibitions, workshops and classes. And I took your mate Tom, who happens to be my son, who you interviewed in his capacity as a Fringe World judge quite a while
yes,
ago.
I do remember Tom. You've sent through a few photos of when I met him, which was, he was a delight. He is a huge buff on all things arts, and he was fantastic at reviewing some of the Fringe shows that he'd been along to. When was that? It would have been before COVID, I guess.
Yeah, I think so. It might have been at the beginning of COVID. I'm not sure. It goes back a couple of years ago. And he's a great judge for Fringe, but he's become a performer in his own right these days with numerous instruments. But I took Tom and his mate Nick away from their ever-increasing tower of consoles to see an exhibition that was all blue and included a blue slushy machine. So they could pour themselves a blue slushy while they looked at the art on display that was also all blue. And they have a year-round program of community-led classes out there. And some of the ones coming up are dance classes for over 55s, experimental acting art sessions where the audience give live feedback on the spot. And they have the good old life drawing class as well.
It's a lot to take in there in Midland, and catering for everyone in the community, it sounds like. Let's head to the coast now. You've got a good wrap of the Scarborough Arts Space Collective. What can you take part in there?
Look, it's a beautiful space and it runs on the energy of Mo Evi and Otis Maslin, who were so tragically killed in the Malaysian Airlines flight back in 2014 over the Ukraine. So their parents have become involved in helping set up that collective. The whole space honours their character traits of inclusiveness, peace and fun. They have a lot of classes, particularly for children, like making clay echidnas, but they also do some adult stuff like macrame making and evening drawing sessions, if you know what I mean. And macrame and evening drawing is sounding a little bit like you leave your keys in a bowl, but I'm assured that this is just one of the most beautiful spaces in Perth to breathe and try something new.
Yeah, fantastic. I'm asking you as well this morning, I should say, about the local art in your suburb, the thing that you love walking or driving past, and also the people behind it as well. Thank you from Tricia in Willerton, sending through a text saying the huge spider on McCabe Street is a small park in Mosman Park that gives you a nervous twitch as you drive through. I'll have to take a look next time I'm that way. Thank you for sending that one through, Tricia. And if you have a suggestion of something that we should check out in your suburb, then feel free to text it through this morning, 0437 922 720. Chris, let's now head to Mount Hawthorne. What can we check out if we're around that suburb or can head there this school holidays?
Yeah, this was an early focus of Hidden Treasures to get out into the suburbs because it's one of those rat race suburbs. People sort of make their way through it on their way to work or on their way home. So we encouraged people a while ago to sort of stop and have a look what's there. And there's a great reason to stop, and that's the Art Garage, the Little Art House Collective, which is as eclectic as it is exciting. And there are quite often local artists exhibiting, and they also have their famous soap making classes and indoor plant design courses. A lot of these courses are sort of resonating as something from the 70s to me. So I think if you've done your macrame course and you've done your indoor plant design course, you've got some great inspiration there for Christmas presents and things like that as well, or to hang in your own house. I can't think of anything better than making a macrame that fits around your indoor plant that you've designed at Mount Hawthorne.
So you know what?
That's a fantastic spot right on Scarborough Beach Road.
Yeah, so quite central. And, yeah, you know what? Those classes are really great for giving you good Christmas ideas. You're absolutely right there, and good birthday ideas. And often they're things that you can then continue to make, you know, in the years to come, I suppose, with not too many.
Yeah, that's really important. It's that skill it gives you and something you can then pass on as well. They're also for all ages. So maybe it's not so much about passing those skills on to your children, but taking your children along and both participating in these courses, learning how to make soap or put plants in an architecturally beautiful setting, in a pot plant and things like that. Do it with your kids. Do it with someone. Do it with a friend. And a lot of these courses as well, they do actually provide good opportunities to do something with a group of friends, to go out and do a course as a group, as something different, rather than just going to the pub, go and do a course together.
Yep. And you've got something at the end as well to show for it. It's 8:45. You're on ABC Radio Perth and also across the Gascoyne, Kimberley and Pilbara this morning. Welcome if you've just tuned in. I'm talking to travel writer Chris Parry for Hidden Treasures this week. And we're talking about the hidden art and art classes and things that you can do in your suburb or your region. And I'm asking about the local art that's on display in your suburb, whether it be a sculpture, as Tricia mentioned, or a mural, or maybe there's a wonderful artist who puts on workshops in your neck of the woods. Feel free to text this morning and let us know what that one is, 0437 922 720. Let's head to regional spaces now, Chris, and you want to tell us about the one that's in the East End that you'll find in Beverley?
Yeah, this is a great one. There's a lot of art and rusty metal to see. Make sure you've had your tetanus booster before you walk around there.
Good tip.
There's a lot of rusty metal, and they describe themselves as motorcycle friendly, with lots of sofas to take a rest from the ride, throw your jacket and helmet onto, and they'll give you tea, coffee and chocolate for taking the effort to ride out there, and they'll even clean the visor on your helmet.
Oh, wow. What service?
Great service, and it's the only art collective I know that does that. There's no other art collective in WA that will clean the visor on your motorcycle helmet.
So this is in Beverley. What kind of things do they have on offer there?
Well, they have it's a collective of wheat belt artists. So you'll find art that focuses on the wheat belt and is inspired by the wheat belt.
Brilliant.
But it's also a developing main street for such a small town as well. So, and it's one of those little towns that actually has its main street open on a Sunday. And that art collective is a real hub and a reason to get out there and explore and be inspired and learn a little bit more about that community.
Yeah, wonderful day trip from Perth or overnight, weekend, whatever time you've got really to spend more time in the wheat belt. Let's head north there if you're in the southern parts and listening from here. But there's a wonderful art centre in Newman and showcases some of the amazing art that comes from that region. Tell us more about the East Pilbara Arts Centre.
Yeah, how cool is it to have the Kimberley Pilbara and Gascoigne joining us this morning, and to be able to talk about some of the art spaces that they have up there. The East Pilbara Arts Centre in Newman is a really big space, and it's a beautiful space. It's a collaboration of the local shire and the even more local Mata Mili artists, and they link the community in events that require participation, and they have this huge, colourful, striped barcode design on the side of the building that means this is a big thing. And then once you've been there, you can make your way to Roebourne, where the Roebourne Art Group welcomes everyone to their exhibition space, and to learn more about local culture from more than 70 local artists. There's the Bidjadanga Art Centre as well, very similar to the Roebourne Group. And then there's Gunwadu Maya, which is in Carnarvon, a little bit further south, and has storytelling interactive exhibitions from local Aboriginal groups. And all this week, they've been running cultural Easter hunts, looking for the Bagirta, which is a kangaroo in Yingada language.
Oh, fantastic. That's very cool. And look, I think often you might drive past these places and think, oh, well, it's an art centre for the local artists, unless it says big open sign, there's an exhibition on or something, you might not feel like you're allowed to go in. But you're saying that, yes, these art centres want you to go and visit and take a look around and maybe take in a class or buy some work if you've got the time.
Yeah, if I think back to when I was Tom's age and my parents would take me around to see art, and they were art galleries, and you had to be quiet. And you looked at a few carefully positioned sculptures or paintings on walls, and then you walked outside, and that was when you were allowed to breathe and talk again and talk about what you saw. What we're discovering in this Hidden Treasures are the art centres where you can go and see some of this art being made. And some of these spaces are really messy. There's pottery wheels and old shirts near people cackling and laughing, and there's buckets of water to wash down things, and it's active and it's real. So they do have exhibition spaces, and some of them, have art that you can buy as well. But it's mainly about the participation and the activation of a community and seeing what they are making and what they're inspired by and what stories they're telling.
Mm. Oh, that's such a described version of what you can see as well in some of the art centres right across Western Australia, Chris. Let's pause because there's quite a few texts coming through about some of the work that you can see in your suburb. Neville says, check out the art depicting a swimming seal in Rockingham at the intersection of Paterson and Kent Street. Thank you for that one. Are you familiar with that, Chris?
I am very familiar with that one. That's a beautiful one.
Oh, I'll have to check it out. That sounds great. Thank you for that. Bridget says, we had large nests around Kalamunda last year. They appeared one by one in different parts of the town. No one knew who made them. There are still some on display, but some were taken away as mysterious as they appeared. That sounds so unusual and wonderful. What a like mystery there for people in Kalamunda. If you know more about that and you want to send us on a bit of a goose chase this morning, I'd love to hear more. 0437922720. Rob in Highgate, the wonderful sculpture of Len Zooks in Boddington. Thank you for that, Rob. Do you know that one, Chris? Or
I don't, but I'm just going to put it on my list now. Let's, and next time I go back to my old hometown in Arrigin, we'll do a stop by Boddington.
Fantastic.
And check
thank,
it out.
Thank you for that suggestion there, Rob. So that's one in Boddington, a sculpture of Len Zooks. And this, I've been to a fabulous mosaic class in Inglewood run by a local grandma called A Little Piece of This. I've taken my kids there too for school holiday workshops. She even taught us how to cut the tiles and grout, and she was an excellent teacher. My kids and I were super impressed with our creations. Highly recommend you check out Chris's fabulous class. Thank you for that wonderful recommendation. And this one, for local art, the mural on Yurigan Road in Mirrabooka. It's of locals past and present. That sounds like a new bit of art there, because the Mirrabooka has had quite a revamp of late. So are you familiar with that one as well, Chris?
That mural has been when you say new, it's been touched up, but it has been there for a while.
Oh, okay.
And it's a real, was done as a real focus for that community. It's a very multicultural community. So that mural features, it's got a Vietnamese baby. It's got an Aboriginal elder and lots of other faces on there that represent that community so beautifully in the heart of the community. It's one of my favourite murals in Perth.
Yeah, wonderful. Thank you so much for all of those great insider tips there. And if you have a suggestion that you want to tell us about from your local suburb or town, then feel free to text it through. You've got a few minutes left to 0437 922 720. You've got a couple of others to mention before we head to the news, Chris. What would you like to start with?
We can fly through a few here. Hopefully people have got their pens ready. Other art collectives across the state. There's some in Perth, the Ellenbrook Arts HQ, similar to Mirrabooka. It's a very multicultural community. So the Ellenbrook Arts HQ was established 20 years ago to create that diverse and healthy community. It's a great place to get to know other people and how art is valued by different cultures. Atwell House in the Melville area, they have some amazing classes there. There's the Chinese brush painting of a rooster, which if that isn't the greatest name for a workshop, then surely Sip, Paint, Repeat is.
So the class is called Chinese Brush Painting of a Rooster.
Yes.
Oh, that's brilliant. Yes. Very creative. Love it.
I'm going to have to join up for that. I've always wanted to paint a rooster.
You've got a couple of more?
There's a few others. Yeah, Little O Homestead in Kenwick. They do lectures, art lectures as well as workshops. Keep a lookout for the Rockingham Arts Centre, which has been renovated and is due to be reopened. If you can get out to Laverton for displays and workshops by the Wongai people, and back up north again, Mowinjum, their Aboriginal Art and Cultural Centre just out of Derby, hold workshops and exhibitions all year round, and they have their famous Mowinjum Festival each year in July.
And that is that's a beautiful building in itself as well, if you see it from above too. You also have some really good tips for visiting these places and not going away empty-handed. What's your tip there, Chris?
Look, the big tip, when you see something you like, buy it. I regret not buying a painting of honey ants in Laverton. I regret not buying Tom a clay model of the face hugger from the movie Alien that was in the art garage at Mount Hawthorne. But I'm really glad I bought a metal fish skeleton that's mounted on like corrugated iron and surrounded by driftwood from Esperance.
Yeah, so
or buy it. Just buy it.
Don't look at the price tag and buy it. Thank you, Julia in Cloverdale, saying Cossack has a wonderful art centre, all Indigenous art. It does, and it has that beautiful Cossack Art Awards as well each year. Thank you for that reminder there, Julia. And Lynn in Westminster as well, thank you for sending that through about the Mirrabooka mural of the local art and the local locals depicted in that mural as well. Chris, just finally, why is it worth stopping at these places and you know, using them as a reason to get out of Perth or get out of your town for the weekend?
Well, there's the reason. It gets you out. Community art centres are hidden treasures because they provide one of the best ripple effects in our community that you can have. They connect you to the creativity of your community and they inspire you to participate and explore your talent or your lack of talent and give you a reason to make a discovery on your weekend, every weekend.
Beautiful. It's so great to catch up with you again, Chris. All the best to Tom. Please say g'day to him and have a wonderful Easter. Have you got much planned for the rest of the weekend?
No, having a very, very quiet one this weekend. This is a stay-at-home weekend, maybe a little bit of exploring the suburbs, but that's about it.
Yeah, I will enjoy that. Thank you so much.